Here comes Dewars. Also, Charmstar down the outside. Senora Nera, Easy Farm back nearer the inside. But Dewars is Red Selene, trying hard as Charmstar. Senora Nera, but Dewars heavily back since too good at the Oaks. Dewars has won it brilliantly. Second will be Charmstar, third. Senora Nera followed by...
Ah, she was smashed in betting. It was a brilliant ride from Hugh Bowman, and she was far too good. And for Hugh, I imagine it would have been a satisfying Group 1 win, because now he has won Group 1s for Bart Cummings, Anthony Cummings, James Cummings and Edward Cummings. Good morning, Hugh. Congratulations.
Michael, good morning. Thank you.
Was that a special Group 1 win, considering the amount of family success you've had?
They're all special, Michael. They're hard to win. And what made it special for me, or extra special, I guess, obviously the fact that Edward trained it to a degree, and I have had a great deal of success, but also great support, you know, from the Cummings family. But the fact I've had a bit to do with the filly, that made it very satisfying for me. I wrote her, she was in fact Edward's first Vicky winner earlier this prep when she won at Warwick Farm. And she went on to obviously win the Adrian Knox, and we went into the ATC Oaks full of confidence, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, I take nothing away from Hungry Heart. She had a wonderful campaign herself, but it was a real sprint home, the ATC Oaks. There was no pressure at all. And we came from, you know, we went back from a wide draw that day. And I think if the race was run a bit differently, she you know, she would have won that race. So to get into a race where they went a really nice, even pace, and every horse had their chance, and, you know, she was a dominant filly in the race and thoroughly deserved it.
Yeah, she was dominant, and a great training performance from Ed, because a lot of people pre-race were thinking, gee, it's a fair bit of time between the ATC Oaks and the Queensland Oaks, but he had her absolutely flying. And I heard an interview with him yesterday on Correct Weight, and he said, you know what, it was the perfect preparation, I'll do it again with another horse. So did you have any questions heading into the Oaks with that gap, or were you supremely confident?
I was pretty confident. I trialled her about prior to the Doom and Roses, so probably the Tuesday before the Doom and Roses. And, you know, Ed said, look, I don't feel like I have to take her to Brisbane to run her. I'd be interested in your thoughts after the trial. She had a 1,200-metre trial at Randwick, and again, I rode it quietly. They went really steady the first quarter, which they often do in the trials, and then the pace built from the half mile, and I was really happy with the way she worked that morning. And I just felt when she pulled up, she was really clean-winded. And, you know, I said, you know, my advice to Edward was that if he didn't really think he had to take her, then don't take her. Just leave her and run her in the Oaks. And, you know, it was his decision. It was, you know, it wasn't... you know, it was a little bit left field for him, for a horse to go that long over that sort of distance without a run. But he did consider running her in the mares race that day at Doomben over a mile, but she would have got 55 or 55 and a half. And I said, I won't be riding that weight. So he said, well, I won't run her. So it turned out to be a great decision, very well managed, and yeah, he's certainly got it all ahead of him, doesn't he?
Well, you know the Cummings family better than most people do, and Ed's decided to go out on his own and start from scratch, basically. But for a young man at this point of his career, how do you compare him to some other young trainers? Does he have a little bit of the Cummings flair, or do they think the same way, or is he just a man of his own?
Well, they have their own thoughts. I suppose that's why he's gone out on his own, because he was in partnership with Anthony for a short time. And, you know, he obviously thought, well, I want to be on my own, and made the choice to do that. And, you know, it would have been, I'm sure, very easy and comfortable for him to remain in partnership with his father, but that's not what he wanted. And full credit to him. And, yeah, I mean, obviously they've grown up around the sport, obviously, so it goes without saying. And, you know, once he decided to take the step and be a horse trainer, he's really made it all happen for himself. And, you know, he's obviously got the support of his wife and family, and I guess, you know, there's always plenty of... It'd be interesting sitting around the dinner table listening to them all talk at some stage. I often wonder how much you might learn in that sort of situation. But like I said, Michael, full credit to him. He's done it all himself. He's gone out and made it happen, and, you know, hats off.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That's a good little reality show, that is. The Cummings, if you could sit around the table with all of the Cummings family. How good do you think Joyce might be? Because she was explosive there. And what do you think her best distance could be if we're aiming towards a spring carnival?
Well, she'll have no trouble at a mile and a half, maybe further. You know, anywhere from 2,000 to... a mile and a half is going to be cherry ripe for her. I don't know whether she'll match it with the top horses over a mile. She might, but I don't know whether she's quite sharp enough for that. But, yeah, once she gets up to that 10 furlong region, she's going to make a presence felt wherever she goes, in my opinion.
You're getting very close to a special milestone as well, because there's only a handful of jockeys. You would become the fourth in Australian racing history to win 100 Group 1s, joining Damien Oliver, George Moore and Jim Cassidy. How long have you been looking at this milestone, or is it only just recently, Hugh?
Well, it's sort of crept up on me a little bit, I guess. I mean, it's not something that you set out to try and achieve when you're starting off. My goal was to win a Group 1, but obviously I've had the privilege of riding some wonderful horses, and one makes up for a quarter of those wins. So, you know, just to put that into perspective. So, yeah, it's been a great journey, and we're getting close, and it'd be lovely to do it before the end of the season. I've got two opportunities left with Port Louis on the weekend in the JJ Atkins, and, of course, the Tats Tiara in a few weeks' time. So hopefully, fingers crossed, but if not, hopefully we get the opportunity in the spring.
What are your memories from your very first Group 1, which was in Queensland as well? It was Defire, wasn't it, in the Doomben Cup?
Was Defire, fond memories. He came from a really positive run in the Hollandale at the Gold Coast, and, yeah, I'd remember it vividly. He drew very well. Had a nice run just in off, you know, fifth of fence or so, and threw a one with authority, and for the late Guy Walter, it was very special. They're all special,
absolutely.
As I said before. They're hard to win, Michael.
No doubt. Well, you've been the genius to win 99, and as you mentioned, you could make a 100 with Port Louis. And gee, Kieran Maher and the team, they've got so much time for this galloper. What type of feel does he give you? It was a great run from a terrible barrier last start.
Yeah, it was a good run. I thought he just peaked on his run at the 100. I must admit, when I came through the pack at Eagle Farm last start, I thought he had the race in his keeping. But he just peaked on his run, and all credit to Tiger Malay, because he... You know, he did a bit of work himself. So, going to be a very good race. It's an open race. I think there's probably 3 to 5 genuine winning chances, Port Louis being one of them. And, you know, it'd be lovely if you could draw a better gate. Surely I'm due for a decent marble in a big race. You know, he went right back in the Champagne Stakes from the outside barrier, and he was exceptional running fourth. And he was good the other day. So I think, you know, if he can draw a marble, he can sit midfield, it'll make his job a lot easier.
Well, best of luck this weekend, Hugh. Another brilliant ride in the Group 1 Oaks. The nervous 90s are almost over. Could be triple figures on Saturday. We wish you all the best.
Well, I mean, let's not expect the 100. Let's just hope it happens. But certainly excited, looking forward to the weekend.
Good to catch up, Hugh. Good on you, mate. Well done.
Yo, you're welcome. See you, mate.